It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, along with Deb Rice and Luis Polar from Access Roaring Fork. They're actually gearing up to enroll some students in their program here in the next few weeks. And probably one of the biggest questions, which is exactly where I will start, is what is Access Roaring Fork? Deb, you want to take that one?
Sure. Yeah, Access Roaring Fork provides after-school programming for middle school students in Garfield County. We are in a couple of elementary schools as well. We just started this fall. So the goal is we partner with local schools to provide opportunities for all students to further develop their academic, social, and physical skills in a safe and healthy environment in the after-school programs. So we also offer a camp, a summer camp for elementary and Rifle in the summer as well. So we do a multitude of different programming. So we just try to align with the schools and provide programs that maybe they aren't able to provide because of budget cuts or time. And we want the kids to be involved in a positive after-school environment.
And you said just beginning this last fall, so this is a new nonprofit, a new idea in this area?
Well, the nonprofit's been around for, we've done after-school programming for about 4 years, just in middle school programming. So we started in the RE1 district, which was Basalt to Glenwood. So we had three middle schools there. And then a couple years ago, we expanded all the way to Parachute. So we're in all three school districts in the middle school programs. This last fall, we started in a partnership with the Manaus Fund and a new valley-wide, it's called the VSP, Valley Settlement Program. They have contracted with us to do two elementary. So those are new this fall. And those programs, the kids are selected by the school to attend.
So and, really kind of a similar, it sounds like, progression for the elementary programs as you had for the middle school programs that are now universal, or in this area anyway.
Yes, that's correct. And the middle school programs, the kids self-select themselves, so they choose to be there. So the goal is to provide different programs that the kids are want to be involved in and are excited to experience. And so they sign up. And then they're, you know, they attend on what they would like to, what program they'd like to be involved in.
Okay. When I was a kid, there was a term that was used to refer to kids who maybe had some extra time when their parents weren't around, usually after school. They called us latchkey kids. And it sounds like Access Roaring Fork and these after-school programs are kind of trying to take up that gap now for those middle school kids. Is that the purpose?
That is the goal. Okay. It is. And so we feel like we partner with families, with the schools, and with students to provide these programs that helps everyone. It also benefits the community to have these kids in a safe, constructive, enriching environment in that at-risk time, which is that 3 to 6 period, as we all know, that kids tend to sometimes either go home and watch too much TV, or they're hanging out on the streets, or they really don't have anything productive at that point to do. So it does help the families where in today's, you know, environment, most parents, both parents are working and traveling distances to work and getting home late. So we really feel this is a positive program. We offer academic enrichment, health and safety, the arts, physical fitness, whatever we think middle school kids would like to experience and be involved in, that's basically the programs we try to provide.
And does it vary at each school, the programs that are available?
It does. So each school, even within each district, each school is unique in how they're set up and the things they'd like to accomplish with their student body. So each school has similar programs, but they also have really different programs. So we try to bring back in what I call the lost arts of what kids have been exposed to in the past, like cooking, knitting, sewing, athletic components, just learning, having this overall, the development of life skills, their character development. We try to integrate that all into our programs.
And you mentioned, again, three major categories, which are academic, social, and physical. And so do you find, again, these kids are self-referred. So these are kids that want to be there during these programs, and yet they're still doing some academic stuff. So how do you make that fresh or different from what they're doing during the regular school day to keep them engaged and interested?
That's a good question, and that's really what one of our goals is to make it different and unique, but still be able to align with what the school is doing so that that student is successful, you know, in the overall of what the time that they're spending to get to that proficiency, you know, level of where they need to be. So we work with the school on that. We do a lot of hands-on. And the other thing we do that's unique is in our academic programs that we have had much success with is it's one-on-one. And it's the relationship building that we have found is the key component to that. As we know, class sizes are large. Teachers are doing a terrific job within the school, but there's only so much time. So we take that extended time, match a student that needs to know that they can be successful, that they can do the work. It's just a matter of more time on task. And we match them with a instructor who is not an instructor at the school, who we work with a lot of ex or retired teachers throughout the valley, and then just other people that really have a passion for working with kids. So we've had great success with that program. And the key component there is the kids do feel success, so they want to show up. And we've actually had programs where the kids are coming 2 days a week and they say, can we please come 4 days a week? And last year at Carbondale Middle School, we had a group of eighth graders. We had about 28 eighth graders that weren't going to be able to go on to high school this last fall.
That's a large number.
Yes, it is. So we worked with those students. And we work with the parents. There's contracts signed. Everyone has to be wanting the same goal and the same outcome. So the success of pulling all those components, we work with the school, the teachers. 27 of those students went to high school this last fall, and we feel that's a huge success for the program and for the kids. So we know it works, and it's just that person saying, I care about you, I want to help you. And the kids are the easy part.
What's the hard part?
Well, it's pulling it all together, keeping it organized, keeping the quality of what we're doing, and the funding.
And I would imagine, you know, again, having programs in every middle school from, you said, Aspen to Parachute, that's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and actually it's Carbondale to Parachute.
Carbondale, I'm sorry.
Are going to be going back into Basalt this year. We're starting some small programs. But, so it takes a group of people to pull this off, and it takes a lot of partnerships and collaborations. And so we do that with for-profits and non-profits, with the, you know, working with the, you know, we contract with 100 teachers, and we've served over 2,000 kids in a year. So it's quite the program, and but we have a great staff, and we have a lot of community support.
2,000 kids in a single year.
Yes.
You have worked with. That also is a very large number.
Yes.
There's actually are a couple dates coming up, a couple deadlines, I guess you might say, for the beginning of your programs. One is February 11th. And Luis, what is February 11th?
Okay, Gabe, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be starting our after-school programs called Second Shift. at the middle schools here in Garfield County, and February 11th is the week when these programs start. Now, like Deb mentioned, depending on the school, we have different times in the evening, in the afternoon, and also different days when these programs take place. So, for example, in RE2, which is Riverside and Rifle Middle Schools, the classes take place Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons. So there's always a class one of those 3 days, and a kid can participate in either 1, 2, or 3 days, depending on his likes and what he would like to accomplish. Now, in Glenwood Springs and Carbondale, classes take place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays that week of February 11th. So what we're going to be doing is starting the classes that week, although in Glenwood, for timing and logistical reasons, we're actually starting the week of February 18th, so a week beyond, and that was because we needed to do some more planning and some more recruitment of teachers and so forth. And now the classes, depending on when the bell rings, also have different start times and ending times. A typical class lasts about an hour and a half, so the bell rings. Our students that are registered go to the gathering place, typically it's a cafeteria or another location where we have the meet. They sit down with their group of the particular class, and we have a liaison in each school. Typically, the liaison is a teacher that works for us, and in the particular case of Riverside, it's actually an administrative position that works for us. And this individual gives the kiddos a snack. They get a healthy snack, a juice, so they can have some sort of food in their stomach, and then they go into the actual classroom environment. And we have a variety, like Deb mentioned, a variety of classes that we offer depending on the school. Anything from unicycling over in the Riverside, Junior Police Academy, Firefighter Academy, to the more traditional classes like dance and hip-hop, and also the academic components where we help kiddos with their homework help. So February 11th is the week where we start most of our classes. And as we mentioned, the kiddos self-select the class. So as we speak this week, the kids are receiving the paperwork in their backpacks. Parents are looking at that paperwork and signing the kids for their classes. And one thing that we wanted to mention is there's a small charge for classes. We do charge $20 for a 10-week session. So it's very affordable. Comes up to about $2 an afternoon for this after-school program, and that's including the snack.
Okay. Again, there's a website also, by the way, which is accessrf.org. And I guess, obviously, probably not many middle schoolers listening to us right now, but maybe some parents that are listening, maybe when they do see those letters go home with the kids, it'll kind of tickle the memory a little bit. Or perhaps if they don't see the letters come home, they can go seek out the information on the website if they think it's something their kids would like to get involved with. And again, it does require Access Roaring Fork, aside from the, you know, the $20 program fee for what I would call an entire semester. Also requires commitment not only from the middle schooler but from the parents as well.
Yes, that's right. Parents need to be aware that the students are going to participate in the after-school program. They need to work on logistics as to who's going to pick them up after they're done with the school and be able to encourage the kid to participate. And that's the beautiful thing is our sign-up sheets tell you what the class name is, and in the back we have a description. So both parents and students can read about the fact that the ceramics class is going to be working with ceramics and they're going to be working on a particular project. So they have a little bit of information as to who's teaching the class, what is the class entitled, and then they can make a decision if they want to take the class or maybe look into a different type of class.
We talked a lot about the academic classes, and of course there are also social and physical classes, which Louise kind of touched on. We'll get more in-depth into those offerings when we come back. Again, the website is accessrf.org. The organization is Access Roaring Fork, again available in every middle school from Carbondale to Parachute at this time. And your kids, if they're in middle school, should be bringing home letters about this program. If not, and it sounds like something that you think they could benefit from, just check out the website, accessrf.org, and download the forms, fill them out, send them back in. Again, February 11th is the first deadline for RE2 students, and then RE1 students, the deadline would be February 18th. That's when those programs start. Take a quick break and chat a little bit more with Luis and Deb in just a couple minutes. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're chatting this afternoon with Luis Polar and Deb Rice from Access Roaring Fork, offering some after-school programs to middle schoolers in the RE1, RE2, and District 16, all the way from Carbondale to Parachute. Again, now you mentioned, Luis, you mentioned that these the times of these programs vary. But for some reason, I had written down 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Is that primarily the time frame that we're talking about?
It is in the afternoon. After the consistency is after the bell rings.
Okay.
So it all depends when the bell rings at a particular school. Shortly thereafter, about 5 minutes or so thereafter, they go and gather in the cafeteria or another particular location, and they start with their snack, and then they go to the after-school programs.
Okay.
For example, at Riverside and Rifle Middle Schools and Grand Valley Middle Schools, which is Newcastle, Rifle, and Battle of Mesa, classes start at 4:20 and go for an hour and a half till 5:50 p.m. And that's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at Riverside and Rifle. And then Grand Valley is on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. So classes do vary on the days and the times. And then at Carbondale Middle School, the classes are from 3:45 to 5:15 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. At Glenwood Springs Middle School, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. So it all depends when the bell rings at a particular school. And the students are already used to the programs, those ones that are returning.
Sure.
And the new ones will have all that information in our sign-up sheets and also available in our website when you go to accessrf.org.
So the final bell of the day rings, and those kids that are going home get on school buses or, you know, parents, family picking them up or whatever. And then the Access Roaring Fork kids will just move into their Access Roaring Fork area. And they get a nice snack, which is all I remember when I was in school. That was so important at the end of the day, that snack of some kind. And then they move into the regular Access Roaring Fork program, whatever it may be. Is it different every single day? Or is it, for instance, you know, academic kind of studies on one day, and then the next time they go to Access Roaring Fork, they'll do some social stuff, physical stuff, or is it just kind of a mix every single day?
Yeah, it's a mix every day. It all depends on when a teacher can instruct for us and what other scheduling options. Like Deb mentioned, we hire a lot of teachers that do work for this district. They transition from teaching at the school to teaching for us, but also we open our doors to individuals from throughout the valley that would like to teach for Access Roaring Fork. And we actually extend an invitation to those listening out there that if you are an individual that has a passion for teaching, has worked with kids before, or has a neat idea about a program that you would like to teach in any of these five middle schools, to please contact us, and we'll be happy to chat about what possibilities we have out there.
Perhaps a particular skill that they would like to help others learn. A member of the extended staff at KMTS used to go in every now and then, I think it was at the high school level, and teach like advanced math one day a year, just because it was kind of his thing and it really excited him, though I never understood how math could really be that exciting. but seriously, something like that, that may be a unique skill or something that you know that you'd like to pass along to someone else? To middle schoolers?
Yeah, and for instance, we have this session, we have someone that's going to be teaching woodworking.
Okay.
You know, so that skill of carpentry.
Sure. Which is definitely not part of the typical middle school curriculum, I would assume.
Correct, and we work with local chefs that come in and teach the kids cooking and how to provide healthy meals for themselves.
That's great.
And we also, though, within all of these classes, we integrate the academic. We kind of sneak it in the back door. So in cooking, we always try to work with our instructors of if we were to duplicate this recipe, what does that look like? They're working in fractions. We're also doing that within like this carpentry class with measurements, and so we really try to integrate that and also talk the same language and the same vocabulary that the teachers are trying to work with the kids, just to develop and expand their language.
So you're really helping answer the question, that we have all heard and said so many times when we're in that age, what am I ever going to use this for?
Exactly. And what is so fascinating is all of a sudden this light bulb goes on with these kids and they're like, oh, now I know why I'm using that fraction. Now I get why I had to do that. This makes sense because now I'm multiplying to, you know, from a fourth a cup to half a cup or whatever that is.
And at the same time, you're using the same terminology and the same methods to arrive at that answer, particularly with math, because it seems like they're using different ways to get the same answer now than we did when I was in school.
Yes.
I've noticed. But you're using the same methods to arrive at those solutions.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, the website is accessrf.org. Again, all middle school students between Carbondale and Parachute should be getting a letter from Access Roaring Fork explaining the program and inviting them into the program. If you don't see that letter, you can just go to accessrf.org and you can download the application there, fill it out, and send it back. Again, there is a $20 fee that is good for the entire 10-week program. Again, they start on February 11th in most locations, and then Glenwood Middle School will actually start on February 18th with those programs. And so you have until then to get those back. Again, conversation with your kid, because it is a voluntary program. The kids have to want to do it. And obviously there is some requirement from the parents because they will need to pick the kids up after these programs. Take one final break and wrap things up with Deb and Luis in just a couple minutes. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're chatting this afternoon with Deb Rice, who is the Executive Director of Access Roaring Fork, and Luis Polar, who is one of the program directors for the organization. And again, the website is accessrf.org. Again, we're talking about after-school programs for middle school-age kids from Carbondale to Parachute. And again, they're suited. Every school is a little bit different. And it's specifically suited to what those kids in that particular school needs. Last year, I assume these are last year numbers, 2,000 kids were served by the Access Roaring Fork program, which is, that's a huge number. I mean, I guess I'm a little out of touch. I don't know how many kids there are in middle school these days, but just seems like a really large number of kids to be served by Access Roaring Fork. Again, letters should be going out with middle school age kids. So if you see one, you'll know a little bit more about what the program consists of. If you don't see that letter come home with your middle schooler, you can also just go on the website, accessrf.org. And, you know, of course, I've been kind of leaving this part out. Obviously, they have a phone number. You can call. You can speak to a real person. Ask questions about Access Roaring Fork and about their second shift program. It's 963-4402. So we talked, I promised earlier that we would talk a little bit more about the social and the physical programs that are available. We spent a lot of time on academics. But let's do that now. Let's get a little bit more into the types of, you know, social activities. On the surface, it sounds like, you know, what kids or anybody loves to do, just hanging out and having a conversation. But I'm guessing it's probably not that simple.
No. Well, what we try to do is we also think that's important for the kids to be social and to spend time with their peers. So we like to create that atmosphere, but we also like it to be constructive and something that they'll learn or something they'll be exposed to that maybe they wouldn't necessarily have that opportunity to. So some of those enrichment classes are, you know, guitar, choir, drawing. Like I said, we do physical activities, Pilates, yoga, kickboxing, karate. We do intramural sports for kids in some of the schools. We do clinics for basketball. We've done junior golf programs. It's whatever you can think of, we've probably done it or in the process of trying to get it on the list for the kids to be involved in.
Now, this is kind of a common theme, you know, the similarities between Access Roaring Fork and the differences between that and the standard middle school curriculums at these different schools. They still have PE is still a required course for middle schools, right? Am I mistaken about this?
Yeah, yes, certainly it is, Gabe. But unfortunately, due to the circumstances of our system right now, it's not as given as much as they probably should. So it's a very reduced time that the kiddos have for PE. So we try to incorporate more physical activities so the kids can have a little more action, physical action in their after-school programs.
Okay. I've also heard that it's talking about the timing. Again, we're talking about after-school programs. I've heard that a little, you know, vigorous exercise a couple hours before bedtime can actually help you get a better night's rest, which, of course, can make you a better student the next day. I have nothing scientific to base that on. It just seems like at some point in the past I heard that.
That's probably right. Yeah, certainly. Physical activity, it's causes, of course, more blood flow to the brain and to other parts of the body. And the kids need more of that. They certainly is something that they don't get enough, probably, like we did in the old days, I would think, of our schooling. So we try to really bring some of those physical activities to all our programs. So we encourage our teachers to come up with creative ways to teach these classes for physical activities.
And we do have programs that actually do have the data that says movement is really important, and certain movements, physical movements, help with brain development. So we're implementing and using some of those in the elementary program.
And just to be clear, Access Roaring Fork is an after-school program available for any middle schooler that would like to participate in Access Roaring Fork. It's not like this is a program for kids that are getting into trouble or anything like that. It's just something that's available for everyone to try and help bridge that gap, I guess you might say, between end of school and when mom and dad are actually getting off work.
Yes, and we welcome homeschool children. We welcome private school children. We give in Carbondale, there's several different middle school opportunities there. So we take forms to any school and also offer it to any homeschool children. We want to just bring all the community kids together in one spot to really be in a safe environment at those, you know, 3 to 6 hours when most parents are gone.
And that's a good point that Deb brings. Our classes, the physical location for our classes are given at the bigger middle schools in each town or city. For example, Carbondale Middle School, Glenwood Springs Middle School, Riverside, which is over Newcastle, Rifle Middle School, and Grand Valley, which is in Battle and Mesa. But like Deb mentioned, any middle school student, in particular in Carbondale, they do have some of those community schools that also offer middle school age kids. We can bring those kiddos into the physical compound of the Carbondale Middle School and offer those classes. Same thing in Glenwood.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I did not think to ask that. I was thinking if kids don't get the letter from that the school sent home, it's, you know, probably just because it got lost or something like that. It didn't occur to me that, well, maybe they don't go to a traditional public middle school. So, again, any parents of middle school age kids can still go to the website accessrf.org, or you can give them a call if you want to talk about the specific activities and maybe a little bit more specific about what is offered in your area. You can give a call to 963-4402. Anyone particular, Deb, that folks should ask for, or whoever answers the phone should be able to, that's going to be you?
Yeah,
I see the smile on your face.
Yeah. No, actually, anybody on staff, we have two program directors and myself. And so usually one of us is always in the office. We are at the schools a lot. But anybody can answer any question on programming or just in general about Access Roaring Fork.
All right. So as we kind of come to the end of the program, I'll ask either of you if there's anything else that you think we should mention or that you think folks would like to know about Access Roaring Fork or any of the upcoming programs.
Yeah, certainly. Just real quickly, Access Roaring Fork, we do focus most of our efforts on middle school programming, but recently we've been also expanding into elementary school programs at Crystal River Elementary in Carbondale and Sopers Elementary in Glenwood Springs. This is a pilot program that we have been working with the Manaus Fund through the Valley Sediment Project, and it's been a great success so far. And that program is a little bit different. The kids are selected by the staff, by the teachers, of the school to be able to participate in our program to raise their academic level and social skills in an after-school setting. And like Deb mentioned at the beginning, the Boost Camp, which is for elementary school age kids in Rifle, particularly at Rifle Middle School, and we do this through in their summer month. So it's a month-long program all day, Monday to Friday, and it's been a great success to have these kiddos participate at Rifle Middle School. And like we said, we're always willing and happy to talk to individuals in the community who have ideas to participate in any of these three programs that we just mentioned. And we're always looking for new ideas, new instructors to come on board, and all our instructors are considered independent contractors, and we pay them a hourly rate. And also we go through a process of doing paperwork for them. So everybody goes through a background check and things of that sort.
Sure.
So we make sure that we hire the very best individuals here in our communities to teach our kids.
Sure.
Again, the elementary school programs, that is more for elementary age kids that are maybe a little bit behind the rest of the class. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a referral from the guidance counselor or teacher. Again, at this time only Crystal River Elementary and Sopris Elementary, and then Boost Camp, which is that summer program for 6 to 10-year-olds at Rifle Middle School, which happens in the summer. Mm-hmm. Also, upcoming programs that you can learn more about. And it sounds like, just like any other nonprofit organization, always looking for folks to help out, and particularly considering there's that lead time with the background checks and stuff like that. If you, like I say, have a skill, if you like working with kids, maybe retired teacher, and you'd like to get involved with Access Roaring Fork, you can give them a call at 963-4402 and have a conversation.
I'd just like to end with Access Roaring Fork is successful because it's a community-supported organization. So we really reach out and collaborate with teachers, schools, superintendents, administrators, nonprofits, for-profits, the sheriff's department, the police department, the fire department, the American Red Cross. We pull in any partner that can add and contribute to the success of the youth in our valley. And so that's what makes Access successful. It's a group effort by an incredible community that we have here.
And you just gave me the idea, too. In addition to people who would like to be instructors, if there are any organizations or representatives of organizations listening right now that would like to get involved in some way, maybe do a little course. Like I think it was Deb, you mentioned this earlier. You've got you've had a couple different fire courses in the past. Man, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. I would have been all over that when I was in middle school.
Yeah, and we do. We certify kids in babysitting, and they get first aid and CPR. So
That's great. We've certified
over 100 students. And so it's something that they're really excited about, something that they can use for the rest of their life.
Sure.
And yeah.
So if, nonprofit, for-profit, government agency that has something to bring to the table, and someone, a representative with enough time to take a few afternoons during the school year off, or evenings, actually, I guess is more appropriate, to be able to teach those skills. 963-4402 is the phone number you need to call. All right. Well, Deb Luis, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. Give us your soccer call.
Okay. Gabe and I know each other for a while, and I used to be on radio back in the days. And one thing that here the U.S. radio announcers are lacking, they're wonderful people, I got to say. But all of us have different some sort of challenges, and we have some physical traits, I guess. If you're from Latin America, for example, when somebody's playing soccer, and this is what we do with the when they make a goal, okay? Arranca por la punta derecha, se quita un defensor, dispara, gol! Golazo!
I have no idea what you just said, but I really hope it was all clean.
It's all clean, Gabe. It's all clean. Thank you so much.
Again, the website.
This happens every day in our office. We also have fun.
We have yeah.
Luis is a fun guy to have around. What has it been, over 10 years ago?
At least.
had a newspaper called La Misión, which was printed side by side in English and in Spanish. Whole idea, trying to get everybody to integrate together, communicate the same language so that we can actually have a conversation like we had today.
Yep. Wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Again, Access Roaring Fork, back to the subject of the day. AccessRF.org is their website, and if you'd like to give them a call, chat a little bit more. Maybe you'd like to have Luis reprise his soccer call there, 963-4402. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.